Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern time on August 19th. It's a Wednesday, the day before the final regular season event before the FedEx Cup begins. And that, of course, is the Wyndham Championship at the Sedgefield Country Club in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll talk a lot about that event. Also, we'll review last week's events on the LPGA and, of course, the PGA Championship. I'll have my current up-to-date Dirty Dozen and, as always, a strategy for your game. Let's start out with congratulations to Jason Day, who is now officially out for life of my Dirty Dozen. He has won a major championship, and he did it, of course, in wonderful style, playing fabulous golf, setting the under par record for a major championship, set 20 under par at Whistling Straits, that played, very honestly, a lot easier than some people thought, based on the fact that they had a lot of rain on Friday. The wind was not a huge factor, a little bit of a factor on Sunday, but not much at all, very little of a factor on Saturday. Scores were low, guys were making putts. They're able to shoot at pins and hit tremendous drives with the fairways just bouncing, bouncing, bouncing forever. But Jason Day, through all of his trials and tribulations, wins his major. And I have felt for a while, since he got over that vertigo and found out the recipe to dealing with it properly through medication, has opened the floodgates. I mean, he did extraordinarily well with the problem, and you knew as soon as that problem was solved, it was just a matter of him putting it together, and he did. Once again, though, Jordan Spieth moves into the number one ranking in the world. That's fine. I don't find a whole lot of validity in it either way, only because he was number one, in my opinion, before then. But the point here is Jason Day held off this wonderful young 22-year-old Jordan Spieth, who came on gangbusters, gave it everything he had. His thinking and his processes to play the game of golf are so unique and so fabulous that the future for him is incredibly bright. Also for Jason Day, also for a lot of other guys. Brandon Grace made a run of it in the three majors other than the Masters. I'm not even sure he played in at Augusta. I don't recall that. He had trouble in all three of them, though, in the final nine holes. So he's got to get over that final nine holes. It's not a 63-hole event. None of them are. They're all the way to 72, and that is a difficult thing for a lot of guys to get over, that final hurdle, if you will, to finish a golf tournament all the way through. But he still played extraordinarily well, had a couple of boo-boos at the end, but really an excellent player, and I continue to look for him to strive and do very, very well as things go on. Also, congratulations to Brooke Henderson, the 17-year-old Canadian phenom who had been playing on sponsors exemptions in LPGA events. Well, she finally broke through, and she did it with a 7-stroke win in Portland to gain official entrance. She has now been granted entrance into the LPGA. She is a full-fledged LPGA member. That, however, commences now, so some of the events that she may or may not be able to qualify start now for her, with the exception of the Tournament of Champions, as she's in that, of course. But great play by Brooke Henderson, and she is now a full-fledged member of the LPGA. Okay, by the way, my Dirty Dozen. Let's get right to it, and then we'll talk in depth about Sedgefield. My Dirty Dozen right now. Now, these are players who have played very good golf, currently playing good golf, in most cases, very good golf, but have never won a major. It changes week to week. Obviously, Jason Day off that list. This is in no particular order. Lee Westwood, Matt Kuchar, Henrik Stenson, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Billy Haas, Jimmy Walker, Brant Snedeker, Patrick Reed, Brandon Grace, who I mentioned a moment ago, he is now in my Dirty Dozen, and first time ever, Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka, who has really played well in just about every time he steps on the golf course, is now in my Dirty Dozen. And will that fluctuates from week to week. I'd love to hear yours. Bob at BobGeismar.com is my email address. B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Let me hear your Dirty Dozen, see if it's the same or see if it differs. There's a number of guys that were close. We won't get into that right now because I don't want to give you any hints. But anything can happen. It's changeable every week. Okay, 156 men, 14 major champions, including six former number one players in the world. Those six former number one players in the world who are entered this week at the Wyndham Championship are Vijay Singh, Ernie Els, Martin Kaymer, Luke Donald, Adam Scott, and the one and only Tiger Woods. Tiger playing in this event for the first time. He has to win, or he may be able to come in second, depending on all sorts of circumstances, to get enough FedEx Cup points to vault into the 125 to play in the FedEx Cup Championship Finals, which begin at the Barclays next week in Plainfield, New Jersey. So we'll see. Now, again, those six are in the event. 14 major champions, 156 men. Let me highlight a few of the groupings. Tiger will be playing on Thursday and Friday with Hideki Matsuyama and Brooks Koepka. Old Tiger Woods with Matsuyama and Koepka. Koepka, I think, is 24. Matsuyama, of course, 23. Billy Haas will be playing with Martin Kaymer and Charles Schwartzel. Those are a couple of the groups now. Ben Martin, Harris English, Ken Duke. Ernie Els will be playing with David Toms and Davis Love, all major champions. By the way, congratulations to Ernie, who got the Payne Stewart Award this week for humanitarian work in and around the world of golf. And the Els Center for Autism opened in Jupiter, Florida on Monday. What 150 youngsters, I believe age 5 to 14, with autism are going to be schooled there. And Ernie is doing everything in his power and all of his friends to make autism a thing of the past. Congratulations to Ernie. The Payne Stewart Award, one of the great awards that golf gives out annually. Billy Horschel will be playing with Adam Scott and Luke Donald. Ryan Moore, Lucas Glover, and Vijay. Brant Snedeker with the defending champion, Camilla Vijegas and Webb Simpson. So those are some of the groups to keep a close eye on. This is a really good field on a really good old Donald Ross design. Love Sedgefield. I love Donald Ross golf courses. Somebody else did. Sam Snead, five-time champion. He didn't win all of them at Sedgefield. It's moved around Forest Hills. It's played at a few different venues over the years, but it's now been at Sedgefield. I believe it's now 10 or 11 years in a row, and I think they're definitely keeping it there. Sam Snead, eight-time Greensboro Open champion. He won the first one in 1938, the last one that he won 1965, at the age of 52, still stands as the oldest player ever to win a PGA Tour co-sponsored event. Somebody trying hard is Vijay Singh, who's also 52, to win another event on the PGA Tour. Okay, now for my strategy for today. And my strategy today is a compound strategy. It's a strategy on alignment, visualizing shots, and setup. You can't hit a golf ball properly if you're not aligned to the ball properly. Many people don't know that they're not aligned properly. You put down, have your feet, get your stance, put down a golf club at the toes of each, your right and your left foot, walk away and you'll see where you're pointed. I point a lot to the right. I'm working on it myself to get to point straight. Pardon me. And it will help you hit the ball straighter and greater. Think about your setup on every shot. Don't just stand to a ball and hope to hit it properly. Take a second and think about alignment. Think about how you're setting up to the ball. Where and ball position having to do with the length of the club you're using and also the shot that you want to create. And that, of course, it depends on lie, distance, wind, 100 different things come into play. But if you talk out loud, as we always suggest, say it out loud. You'll be able to hear yourself think out loud. And once again, as always, you become your own coach, player on the golf course, caddy player, if you will. Visualize the shots. It's important to stand behind the golf ball and look at where you want the ball to fly. You see a tree in the distance, you see a cloud, you see a mound, or maybe you want to hit it between a couple of trees in the distance. That's the kind of visualization that you need. And I don't even want you to just look at it. I want you to say it out loud. Say, okay, Bob, I want to hit between the two trees just to the right of that mound out there, or just to the left of the mound, any kind of thing that triggers. Then go into your setup and your alignment, and that'll stay with you. Great way of hitting the ball better, longer, and straighter is to align properly, visualize, say it out loud, and do it on every shot. Okay, that is my strategy for today. Now, for my picks for the Wyndham Championship, the last chance for players to qualify in the top 125 of points to get in to the FedEx Cup. Now, I will say this. Money earned gets you a card for the next year. That's the money list, which is not necessarily related that closely. It's related pretty closely, but not 100% by any stretch, to FedEx Cup points. Okay, FedEx Cup points are what get you in to Barclays. You may still get a PGA Tour card for next year without even playing in those final events. That's possible. A little unlikely, but possible. Okay, here are my picks. Brant Snedeker, Matt Every, and Brooks Koepka. Snedeker, Every, and Koepka. Those are my picks for the Wyndham Championship starting tomorrow morning. 156 men go to the gate. One will be the champion on Sunday, and others will be vying to get in to the Barclays next week. Once again, anything that you'd like to talk to me about, my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Love to hear from you. I get back to everyone. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying great golf, everybody. One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.